Imagine coming home, flipping the light switch, and nothing happens. Your landlord has just cut your power.
Oh, yeah. That is an absolute nightmare.
Right. It's terrifying. So today's deep dive is about exactly this situation. We are looking at a single, highly specific government document. It's Annexure FE from the Western Cape Government's Department of Human Settlements.
Which, just as a quick side note, you can reach their call center at 086-010-6166 if you actually find yourself in this mess.
Good to know. So on the surface, this form is just titled Failure to Provide Municipal Services. But we're going to unpack how this piece of bureaucracy is like a secret weapon. It's really a step-by-step de-escalation manual for when a landlord cuts off your basic utilities.
And the way it begins that de-escalation is honestly fascinating.
Yeah.
Because before letting anyone just vent their grievances, the setup immediately establishes the players. You have the complainant, who is the tenant, and the respondent, the landlord.
Okay, establishing the roles makes sense.
Right, and then it immediately asks if they agree to tribunal facilitation as a very first step to resolve the dispute.
Wait, hold on. Before we go further, what exactly does tribunal facilitation mean here? Because, I mean, if someone just illegally shut off my water, I don't want to facilitate. I want my tap working again,
Right, that's a totally natural reaction.
Yeah.
But the Rental Housing Tribunal acts as this dedicated, neutral, legal mediator for housing disputes.
Hmm.
By asking if they want the tribunal to step in right out of the gate, the form forces a psychological pause.
Ah, like a timeout.
Exactly. It's essentially saying, are you willing to let a neutral referee handle this before we go to full-blown war?
Okay, so it tries to lower the temperature. But right after that, it seems to just pivot to pointing fingers. It digs straight into the management structure. Like, is there a managing agent? Who is the principal? Do they have a written mandate?
Yeah, and that's because in property disputes, blame is incredibly slippery. The landlord blames the agent blames the tenant, and so on.
Everyone pointing at everyone else.
Precisely. So by mapping out the exact chain of command, the government forces accountability. Someone has to be legally responsible.
And what's wild is, if there isn't a written mandate, it asks for the terms of the verbal mandate from the agent's perspective, and then asks for the exact same thing from the landlord's perspective.
It's brilliant, really.
It's literally a high-stakes game of telephone. I mean, the form is sitting there fully anticipating that these two stories aren't going to match up.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Once the form traps them in those verbal discrepancies, it exposes the exact miscommunications that caused the dispute in the first place. And it applies this same intense scrutiny to the lease itself.
Right, like asking if there's a written lease.
Yes, and if there's no written lease, it demands the specifics of the verbal agreement, like who pays for municipal services, by what date, how does the tenant even receive the bill?
Wait, I'm a bit confused here. If a landlord is angry enough to illegally shut off someone's water, why on earth would they voluntarily fill out a form admitting to a flimsy verbal agreement?
Well, because they don't really have much of a choice if they want a legal resolution. The law requires due process. A landlord can't just act on a whim, If they want to claim the tenant owes the money, the tribunal needs the paperwork.
Oh, so it forces their hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which leads to how the form handles the actual damage done. It forces them to stop arguing about he said, she said, and prove exactly what utility was cut off. Was it electricity, water, or gas?
Right. Getting to the actual flashpoint, the crisis itself.
It's like putting a pressure valve on a boiling pot. I mean, losing running water is an incredibly emotional experience.
Very much so.
But this document bleeds off the emotional anger and replaces it with cold, hard math. It asks objective questions. When was it cut? Why? What is the exact amount in arrears? And you have to attach copies of the bills to prove it.
Yeah, you can't just claim they owe me money. You need the actual receipts. And it goes even further, asking if, how, and when the tenant was explicitly warned before the shutoff.
Which is crucial. By requiring quantifiable data and a timeline, it legally restricts a landlord from claiming indefinite, exaggerated damages. It pins them to a specific rand amount. And ultimately, it asks both sides what a fair settlement agreement would actually look like in their eyes.
So really, the big takeaway for you listening is that this document is way more than just administrative paperwork. When the lights literally go out, it's a structured pathway designed to bring warring parties back to the table using facts instead of fury.
Definitely. It's a harsh reminder that clear written boundaries are your absolute best defense against a crisis.
Which leaves you with this final thought to ponder. If your own living arrangements rely on casual verbal agreements, well, how exactly would your version of events hold up if your water was suddenly shut off tomorrow?